Blog Talk Radio.
I mean, we're happy to be live on Black Power Radio. We're in the beautiful city of Spartanburg, South Carolina, and we've got all kinds of things going on here. Our national team is in effect, that's for sure. We have our national chief of staff, Brother Ezreal Labeau, working with our national minister of defense. We've got our chairman out of the state of Baltimore, chairman out of the state of South Carolina. We've got a whole bunch of people, our field marshal out of North Carolina. We got Brother Ty here, the chairman of South Carolina. We got Sister Christy. She's straight out of Henderson, North Carolina. So we got a regional Carolina team. We just left the Queen Mother. She was rolling with the city council piece with the county board meeting here in Spartanburg, South Carolina. And we are an investigative team to find out why are there so many consistent body bags? Why are so many black men, especially, but again, a black woman was killed in the region as well. And why are there so many that are being disproportionately affected by early instant death syndrome here in the city of Spartanburg, county of Spartanburg, city of Gaffney, and county of Cherokee? Am I right or wrong? Hitting on all cylinders tonight, just trying to do an investigative question of who is it that we know? What is it that we know? Who is it that we need to meet that will straighten it all out? We got a rap tune out called Let's Straighten It Out. And we just have to figure out what is it going to take to just what? Straighten it all out, right? So right here in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and we are reaching nationwide to talk to you tonight about the issues, and maybe perhaps we can get some answers to some of these pertinent cross-examination questions. Now, we don't know. Don't everybody bomb rush the mic at once now. But we're going to have to hear from you all, and we're going to have to sit in this chair to do it, especially because we only have enough cord to reach this chair. So everybody that wants to talk on the radio, we're talking Black Power Radio. Think about this. We have the most informative radio talk show on the Internet, of some say anywhere, on 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Earth. We have the most informative radio talk show on the Internet anywhere. Now, some of you came in tonight on your smartphone. I see there are a few smartphone users. We have quite a few here. I think someone found their dumb phone, and they're using a dumb phone to tune in. Others have Android. They've got Android users here, and others are on their Paranoid phone, and they're using the Paranoid phone tonight. Nevertheless, wherever you are, whether you came on laptop or desktop, whether you tuned in through your iPad or just your sad face and dragged itself over here across the pavement, across the asphalt to be with us. Nevertheless, we are live here tonight on Black Power Radio. We are just so happy to be here in Spartanburg, South Carolina. We're home of the 20 body bags. They say in record time, they have killed 20 between the detention center and the sheriff, between the administration and the police department. Somehow they are holding the record in the state of South Carolina for the most blacks that have been killed in a record time. That means 20 in 1 year out of one department. So we're looking at this thing to see what can we do to change the dynamics on the ground. What can we do to change the administration's mind about being transparent? Their transparency is to tell you, go check with SLED, go check with Ed, to see who went to bed. They got every answer except the pertinent cross-examination. What happened to Lavelle Lane? What happened to Darius Shabazz, L.J. Holcomb? What happened to our beloved sister down on the highway that said it was shot by a neighbor who was just firing off some rounds at a target? And he claimed, right, that the bullet has ricocheted from the target and killed mother of 10, killed her in front of her children, and said it was the fault of the target. The target ricocheted the bullet. But after we investigated, we found that Keisha Tate was shot with a round directly out of the gun of this guy named Nicholas Scala Lucas. And he's held right here, in the city of Spartanburg, I'm right or wrong. This is the killing fields. If we have never seen killing fields in the history of the humanities, this is the killing fields live and not Memorex here tonight. So we're trying to see who's going to step. Don't everybody bomb rush this mic at once. But we're going to have to hear from every person here. And we got to raise some money tonight. Is that right? Got to raise up some money here at $77Bakers. So we're live on Black Power Radio. Who's going to talk first? We're going to get the state chairman to come and talk to us tonight a little bit about what has taken place so far here in Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Black Power, how y'all doing out there? This is Ty, Brother Ty, chairman of South Carolina. We went into the county council meeting today, and you should have seen the looks on their faces. See, that's what y'all got to understand. Strength and numbers in there are showing up and showing people the concern. If you got a situation that's going on and you don't speak up, you don't say nothing, you don't show your face, you don't gather up a group, you don't ask no questions, then they're going to treat you just like that. They're not going to give you what you want unless you ask for it. You know what I'm talking about? So basically, yeah, we went in, we showed concern. A few of us, we spoke, and we got a pretty good response. You know, without getting together and forming some kind of unity and having an organization, when you do that, man, they're just going to look at you like, ah, we ain't got to tell them anything. We ain't got to have clarity. We ain't got to have, what do you call it? So today, what we're going to talk about is why are we even suffering with these problems? Why we got these problems going on to where we got to gather up a group? We got to get the Black Panthers on the scene. We got to storm these county council, city council meetings. Why is this having to happen to us? Is it because of us not being aware and us not organizing, or is it them that's attacking us? Is that the topic of the night? What's the topic of the night?
That's right. One at the top of the key is reparations, and who is it that we need to meet to help us straighten it out? Who is it that...
We need to meet Sheikh Aliman. I'm about to straighten some of this out, but who else can we recruit that can help us straighten this out? I think one of the people that we can get to help us is Dr. Black Lightning. Dr. Black Lightning, he's a dedicated soldier, always there. Thank you. Always right there by our side and ready to fight the fight. So...
I'm just joking. Black power, y'all. Black power family, we're in the beautiful yet stretch of the city of Spartanburg. Saw them beautiful mountains on the way up here. Okay, yes, sir. So we are here on the behalf of justice. We have, I've found there's been 13 body bags coming out of Martinsburg, 20 body bags, and this is detention centers, 20 body bags coming out of Spartanburg. I think they are top of the leaderboard right now in killing innocent people. And you can't say any of these people were. Well, they might say that one of them was 90 years old, and he was on his last leg anyway. You might say another guy might have passed away of COVID. But as we know, LaVell Lane, 29 years old, an athlete who actually got a scholarship for Howard University to run track, he didn't die of natural causes. And by them trying to cut away all the evidence, to show that he was burned severely by the taser and given a drug that you're not supposed to give over one dose of, you know, and they gave him two doses of it. And basically they electrocuted him because the drug that they gave him makes you sweat profusely. So it was a total violation. And they went against the volition and the will of we the people. And I'm just saying, it's a terrible day for the people in America to be held hostage under, number 13, the 13th Amendment. So they're simply being held by the 13th Amendment, even when they don't do anything but walk down the street. So how can you electrocute somebody for walking down the street and spend some money, because we got boots on the ground down here. We got a long way to go. And, you know, y'all know it takes gas, it takes time, it takes effort. But all we need is some gas money and just hit us up on $77Baker. That's $77Bakers, B-A-K-E-R-S. And also, I would be remiss if I left out my brother, the chairman of Rockville chairman, Brother John, who was brutally attacked by these
race soldiers. That's what I'm going to call them, in blue. So we're here to support our brother, and we let the Roxborough police know they're not going to just jump on one of ours without us showing up. Extra front step, and we ain't going to. Okay. Okay. So this is our brother John, Roxborough, North Carolina, chairman, Loken, and Black Power. Don't forget, $77Bacon. Without y'all, there is no us. Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power.
You can see the bottom by that white pool.
Okay. Black Power. This is Chairman John Carrington. Of Roxborough, and I just, this is static.
Give them enough static, you shouldn't have.
Listen up. Black Power, Black Power, I don't know what that is. I don't have no idea what that is. But we're here live on Black Power Radio, and what we want you to do right now is to call 515-605 9889. Again, our telephone number is 515-605-9889. Black Power.
I think you have to just keep it rolling where you are.
Okay, you can keep rolling.
Yeah.
Let's keep it going. This is John Tangible, chairman of Roxborough again. I would like to speak upon us brothers coming together and us brothers causing conflict in our organizations. That stuff needs to stop. We need to come together. We got enough oppressors that is killing us and everything else to us that we not need to be fighting amongst each other. We got to put a stop to it. That's pretty much what I have to say. And I'd like to introduce Azriel Labou.
Okay. I'm going to play tell him I'm going to play a tune. LeBeau is going to come up. Just to test, see where that noise is coming from.
Freedom or death, black unity, black strength, black honor, all power to the people, black sovereignty, and yes, black supremacy. After 500 years of what has been done to us, most definitely, we need to be supreme at this moment in time. This is your National Chief of Staff of the new Black Panther Party, General Azriel Labou. So looking back on the courses of today, we started in Roxborough. Roxborough, Roxborough, Roxborough. What can I say about Roxborough? The police chief, Chief Hess. So we call him Say Yes to the Dress Chief Hess. He continues to follow the same uniform practices of denying constitutional rights, civil rights, and also human rights. Violations repeatedly and repeatedly to our people within the Roxborough, North Carolina area. I'm encouraging that all of our people make a stand. Make a stand not just for the people of Roxborough in their own situation, but make a stand just on a national level. This oppressor, this colonizer, and this devil, let's address the elephant in the room and call him exactly what he is. This devil is allowed to continually put our people in a situation violating our civil rights, our human rights, and again, our constitutional rights. How long will we allow this to stand? Again, our ancestors, those who came before us, from the average person on the street, the one that's name is forgotten to history, all the way up to the great, the master teachers like Master Teacher Marcus Garvey, with the UNAA, with our Master Teacher, Brother Malcolm, same thing. Our Master Teacher, Dr. King, same instance. And all those people who have come before us have dealt with the same situation. The very definition of insanity is to repeat the same actions over and over again, expecting different results. So at this time, we have done everything within our power of the people that we know to do. We have been peaceful. We have been forthgoing. We have obeyed the law. We have followed the law. We even have gotten the legislation passed. But it seems like none of these things really solve our problem. And our problem are two things. For one, it is the oppressor and the colonizer. And the second part of our problem is that within our own people. Our own people seem to have this thought process that someone is going to save us, that we are just going to put our hands together and pray, and something is going to come forth from that. Even the Bible tells you that works without action is dead. So I encourage our people, every moment of every second of every day, stand up against this oppressor. Stand up against this devil. Because if we do not stand now, we will continue to fall for anything. We've got laws all over this country. They're trying to put us back into a state of segregation, of slavery. I say, for one, welcome the segregation. Because face it, black people, when we were separate, when we were on our own, we were better off. We had our own schools. We had our own hospitals. We had our own law enforcement. We had our own grocery stores. We had our own way to provide. We had our own hospitals. We had our own everything, and that's because we had no other choice but to do for self. So let's get back to that. Let's stop relying on this oppressor to give us something that he is never going to give us. He is never going to give us justice. Justice or equality, he's never going to give us equality. Our master teacher, Brother Malcolm, said justice, freedom, and equality are not things that you ask another man for. These are things that you take. Furthermore, Marcus Messiah Garvey also stated that any leadership that teaches you to depend upon another race is a race that will enslave you. And this, in turn, is what has happened over and over again. So black people, let's stand up. Let's stop waiting on some church to tell us what to do. Let's stop waiting for this oppressor and this colonizer who has never meant us any good. Stop relying on this oppressor for anything, let alone allyship. And that's something else I want to touch on. A question was brought to my attention not too long ago about allyship. In this new civil rights era, we have never had an allyship with anybody. When we fought for civil rights during the 60s, we were not only fighting for just our civil rights, but the civil rights of all. But it was our people who were being killed in the streets. It was our people who were being lynched. It was our people being placed in cells. It was our people who were subjugated. And what did our allies do? They didn't help us not one bit. All they did was step over our bodies and get what we fought, bled, and died for. And with that, I yield the mic. Our regional chairman, Brother Will, is coming to the mic now. Come on here, brother.
I got you, beloved.
As we go down the list, we'll try to bring him in now. Black power, brother.
Black power. Black power, family. When you came down here in Foxburg, We showed them how organized we were. White folks looking left and right, like who are these guys? And we came there, we showed our face, and showed them that we here, and we fighting for Lavelle Land. But I ain't got much else to say. I Chief of Staff said it all. Peace and Black Power. Thank you.
It's Brother Maurice. Yeah, we sitting down here in Spartansburg. Came down here for the Brother Lavelle Lane. We did this Brother funeral when it first happened, and we've been on the case ever since. But for some reason, Spartanburg tries to find ways to cover up everything that they do. So we're going to need the community to step in and help us out, too. So we need the community to show up at these council meetings for the family and just keep pushing for this family and for this brother who lost his life in a senseless way. Black Power.
Black Power. We're going to let our beloved Sister Ida Henderson. Sister Christie is here. She's been holding the line all day and keeping things going. Want to hear from Sister Christie of Henderson. You got the Queen Mother's in the house. Her son was executed. Some say he was executed by the opposition in Spartanburg, County. Go over there. Keep right on up. And Queen Mother's waiting there. Our spiritual advisors in the way. Black Power, Black Power.
I ain't got much to say. We just, as a community, we need to come together. We need to realize that this is going to keep happening until we become one. All we need to learn and open our eyes and see that things are not what they're supposed to be. And they're not as long as we're blind. So we just need to wake up and work together. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power, Sister Krista, absolutely. You're going to have to wake up. You're going to have to work together. We got to hold a line for each other, for our brothers and sisters. We want to go directly to our national spiritual advisor, who's right here in Spartanburg, right in the region, keeping things alive. She lit up the city council meeting, lit up the attorney, the chairman of the county board right here in Spartanburg County. And she's a wonderful person, a wonderful spiritual advisor, straight out of Brooklyn, our comrade and love sister, Queen Mother Beverly. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power. Black Power?
Black Power, Black Power. Well, we showed up and showed out again today. And I appreciate my black brothers and sisters standing behind me. You know, I turned around and looked, boy, there you were. You know, we was texting you. It was at the right place, at the wrong place, at the wrong place, at the right place. But at the end, it was successful. To me, you know, to being held accountable and present, that meant more than anything. You know, because they know you're there. You know, we're not invisible. So we're going to move forward and see what our next steps is on this chessboard. We're going to see what our next play be. You know, we brought it to the attention of the county council, and they recognized us. They heard us. They seen us, and it's recorded. You know, so it's not like it could be erased. You know, we made them aware that we are still waiting on today's 168th day. We're still waiting on that video footage from SLED. Now, the councilman, Britt, he informed us that he spoke to Rusty Clevenger today. And to my knowledge, I didn't know. I don't know how long they videoed the bell because I haven't seen any of it. They chopped it up for 20 minutes of it. And he made us aware that it was only 2 hours worth of video that they didn't decipher and dissect it. They didn't broke it down to 2 hours. He was in there 5 hours. But that county council man brought it to our attention because I heard him loud and clear. He said it's only 2 hours worth of video. What's up, three? So from October the 3rd to today, March the 20th, 2023, that's what they didn't broke it down to. They didn't throw away the rest. And if you ask me, you know, just my discernment, just my third eye, I feel that when it's all said and done, and I'm not going to speak that into existence, because when you speak things into existence, they come to pass. It ain't going to be no video by the time they finish, if you ask me. That's just my little intellect. That's what I feel. Because then it broke it down. That man stood there in my face and told me it's 2 hours worth of video. And they, my boy went in there at 10:25 when they picked him up. At 4:45, they found him on his knees in that jail cell. So was the rest of it. But we're going to move forward, like I said, on the chessboard. And we're going to strategically put our men in order. You know, the queen, the king, and the pawns. And the bishops, we're going to do what we have to do. We ain't going away. And they seen that today. And that spoke volumes. I really do appreciate my brothers and sisters. I met some today. I met two young ladies today. That was a blessing. I appreciate y'all coming from your homes and your towns and your cities to come out and stand with me. But, you know, I got family here. Let me say this. I got family here and, quote, unquote, whatever the word friend you want to use, because I'm my own best friend. I got people here that's acquainted and associate with me here in Gaffney and Spartanburg, South Carolina, period. Because I got family all up in Charleston and Columbia and Sumter. But none of them there. You know what I mean? And that speaks for itself as well. You know, I mean, like I said last night, which I know I'm not going to have to, but if it ever comes to that, hypothetically speaking, if I have to stand in these county council meetings, city county council meetings, in front of the detention center, in front of the sheriff's office, with me and just the good Lord above, that's what I'm going to do with my last breath, which I know it's not going down, like speaking out from my heart, you know, because it's ongoing. I don't expect this case and this situation to be like you put a pot pie in the microwave or warm up your little piece of cornbread for supper. I know it ain't going to be like that. But it ain't going to be dismissed either by any means necessary. This is going to go all the way to the fat lady thing. And I'm over 200 pounds, and I'm that fat lady. And with that being said, y'all have traveling mercies, and God bless you. Superiorly for coming out and standing with us. I highly appreciate that. You just don't know. Don't know. When I turned around and looked, I seen all them black panthers standing behind me. Boy, I got a big chest there. Stuck my chest out. Bless y'all, and I love y'all, and I appreciate y'all. And peace and blessings. And that's all I got to say.
Likewise, Queen Mother Beverly Lane Reese is giving us the update on what is taking place here in South Carolina. We've been in North Carolina dealing with the Roxborough Police and the Roxborough Sheriff's Department, dealing with the Spartanburg County, the Spartanburg City. You see, why all these body bags? Why is there so much injury to the black man, woman, and child of the South? Has there been an increase since you last checked on the body count here in Spartanburg County, South Carolina? Right here in Spartanburg City, South Carolina, there's a disproportionate amount of body bags, and we're going to get to the bottom of this shit. I'm just saying that they're killing us. It's not an exaggeration. Every time I turn around, there's a new body bag here in Spartanburg County, Spartanburg City. Old wooden tooth sheriff, what's his name, Chuck Wright ain't never been right, so he's wrong, right? Right. So, God damn it, I'm telling you now, we have to find out, why are these officers still being paid our taxpayer dollars going out? But the service is coming back in. Is shabby service. Plus, they are willing to kill us. And then here comes the lieutenant. He's in on the cover-up. Here comes the captain. He's in on the cover-up. Here comes the goddamn tooth fairy, the dog catcher. Everybody in Spartanburg is in on the goddamn cover-up.
and we're not for it. We're not with it. We are against these bastards. I hope y'all understand. By the time you see the Black Panther Party, then goddamn it, you know it's been a violation of ethics. You know they have broken the law. You know they done lied to somebody, lied on somebody, beat somebody up, and tell them there's no due process for your son being beaten. There's no due process for her son being killed. Hell no, we won't take it no more. We're going to stand up and check this devil right in the midst of his iniquity. We are the Black Panther Party, and we ain't red and we ain't scared. We'll go to that ass with no goddamn hesitation because enough body bags. It's enough is enough. We've taken all we're going to take off the opposition. Now we're taking a hardline position. We refuse to tiptoe through the goddamn tulips. We refuse to sing any verse out of the Kumbaya. We refuse again to give a damn about a goddamn cracker named Uncle Sam. We don't care nothing about him. We're telling you now, we're going to check this bastard with everything, with our utmost strenuousness, with every bit of might and main we can put together, with every avenue that we can turn down and get some help. We're going to go against these bastards until we get some form of justice that we can recognize. That Dr. King wants justice to rain down like waters so that the righteous will rise up and check the opposition like a mighty stream. We haven't seen that form of justice since Dr. King left. We haven't seen that form of justice in the coming of all of those great ancestors from Nat Turner that came out of Harriet Tubman, that came out of Adam Clayton Powell, that came out of Fannie Lou Hamer, came out of the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey, that came out of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, that those that came out of the Honorable Malcolm X, those that came Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., say, hell no, we won't take this no more. We got to stand up and check this devil today. Because he's killing us. It's not like we're making an exaggeration. How do you get 20 body bags out of one administration in less than a year and say he died from natural causes? No, he went to sleep and he didn't wake up. And talking all that yin and that yang. Well, we're here to give you more bang for your goddamn buck at this hour. So we're going to buck on the opposition. When it comes to us, we don't trust Gus. He can't come and cuss for the rest of us. We trust the Black Panther Party because we know we're going to check them. And when you see the Black Panther Party, you know there's a violation of ethics, meaning he is a uniform officer. He has conduct unbecoming a uniform officer. He has betrayed the trust of we the people. He's guilty of malfeasance, meaning an elected official who has lied, who has wronged the people, who has misled the people. He's guilty of public deception. He's guilty, again, of obstruction of justice, and we must check him in the midst of his iniquity at this hour. And I say black power and all power to the people, but we are here today to check him and ask everyone to chime in, to help us, to aid and assist us, to check the opposition and take a strong, hard-line position against the goddamn opposition. We are not here to push the foot around or play with this guy. We're here to sit behind. To put, let's say Dr. Collett said, well, who will be the first to break off the rail right where you are and commence a wailing on his ass here today? Who will be first, huh, to break that rail off, Brother Ty? Who will be first to stand up against this no-good bastard, this hypocrite, this liar? I'm trying to punch you in now as we speak. I'm going to punch you right up. Who will be first, beloved, to check this? There you go.
On.
You're not back on.
Right,
talk on. Come on, you got to talk.
Hey, testing. Hey, so, hey, word, I'm going to tell you somebody else that Dr. Critical Truth Bay don't play. You hear me, man? She came all the way from Los Angeles and came straight to Spartanburg County. Put the opposition in check in front of everybody, man. Then they try to whisper up and get scared. Then they try to withhold information. Yeah, she got right on top of that right there. But this is what I'm talking about right here. You should have seen the looks on their faces. I'll pay $500 right now to see the look on their faces again. We walked into that courtroom where the county council meeting was being held today, man. You should have just seen how big their eyes got, man. They looked like this lady and man really got some people backing them up. they was up there speaking. Miss Lane Reese and Mr. Reese and Andrea, they was up there speaking. And we walked in. They thought that they was about to, hey, yeah, we right here. We y'all back up. We right here. The people looked up. They was looking like, oh, my God, they got some people. Actually, yeah, we got more people than that. But guess what? Some people ain't coming out until they're ready to bust somebody's head, though. Everybody don't want to come out and do the political part of the thing. They don't want to come out and talk to people. Some people want to just bust some heads up. But, you know, we're going to try to do things the right way. But if things keep going this way, it's going. They're putting people in body bags, taking people to jail for shit they ain't do, shooting people up with medicine, hazing people, macing people. And we're going to have to fight back eventually. I ain't trying to say it like that. Like, we just going around attacking folks and them. But damn, in the name of self-defense, can I fight back in the name of self-defense? At the end of the day, though, somebody going to have to pay for this shit. You don't just kill one of my brothers. And then I'm going to tell you something. That could have been me. That could have been you. That could have been anybody. It could have been your son, your brother, your daddy, your uncle, your nephew. Could have been any of us that ended up in a body bag in Spartanburg County for nothing, just walking down the street or chilling at home. I'm talking about Darius Holcomb. He at home. He in his home. They busted the winners out, threw tear gas in there, let a dog go on that man, and then shot the man 5 times. Come on. Let's be for real. You can't stay at home. You can't walk down the street. What can we do? Can we go into a place and get a job and raise a family? Nope, because we can't get a loan from the bank because we got a criminal record. Then they separate the man and the woman. They attacking us from all different angles, man. We got to step up. We got to do something. Time to do something. Hey, I'm tired of getting kicked around and pushed around. Can somebody tell me a strategy, a plan? Can we come together with a plan to fight this shit? Somebody tell me something. Brother Maurice.
You're going to have to talk black at this out. Black power.
Yes, sir.
That's right. We look for answers. Who will we call? This is the question on the table tonight. Who is the man that we're looking to meet? We met a man tonight at the city council. His name is Moni. Abu Saif was there tonight. And his name has a great meaning of a great beneficiary. He should be the beneficiary. Abu Saif is the one that benefits us, that gives us the knowledge, the wisdom, or the direction, or the correct responses. That's who Abu Saif is supposed to be as the attorney here in Spartanburg. But we have gotten very little service directly from the community, a man who's an ex-NAACP man. We've been getting very little service from the attorney's office here in Spartanburg. And that's from the city's attorney now, not the DA ain't given no help. The Department of Justice haven't been given no help. A wooden tooth Negro by the name of Jesse James Clyburn is given no help. There's another cracker by the name of Lindsey Graham. Who, all these guys crossing the goddamn aisle, but I don't see them giving any help. I'm going to go down here and talk to my main man and see if he knows anything about the help, because we're reaching out tonight. How you doing, beloved? I know you didn't know we were going to see you tonight, but here we are. How you doing, beloved? Now, I don't know if you wanted to make a comment. The question on the table tonight was reparations, the Lavelle Lane case, the Darius, you know when I said Darius Holcomb's case, and a couple of other cases, and along with that, who is the man that we're looking for? What voice are we looking for? We talked to the state's attorney, the Spartanburg attorney, Brother Abu, Abu Saif on the city council attorney, the city's council, and several others, and so forth. And so, therefore, we're trying to get the pertinent cross-examination question in to find out exactly and precisely what will it take and who is it that we have to meet to get the proper backup and support and to get the right idea going right here in Spartanburg City, and Spartanburg County. We're trying to find out what will it take to get justice. And we're going to ask one of our activists, the pertinent cross-examiner, just get his overall take. We've been in South Carolina, and we've been in North Carolina today. So you can just say whatever you had to say. Okay. He's going to check in with us next time. We pray that Almighty God will continue to bless you and your family. Keep strong and stay focused by all means. Power to the people. Power to the people. And so we're here moving this thing as best we can and moving this thing in a way that is effective. He gave us one time. He said he will catch us next time. He said he will do it next time. So no one has any answers here in Spartanburg as to what will be the next move or how we'll go, how we'll grow, and what we'll be doing with the future of the people, we the people here in Spartanburg. This thing has been stripped down to bareness. We've come in here from Washington, D.C. We've come in from all parts of Virginia. We're here with our state chairman from Baltimore has come in here tonight. We've got all parts of North Carolina in here tonight. We've got our sister who was originally from Brooklyn, but she's right in here tonight. We've got Black Lightning. I don't know if he had. Maybe he can tell us who is it that we're looking to meet, brother, that will help us with the problem here in Spartanburg. Who is it that we should be looking for to give those answers? Or do you know somebody with some answers to the problem of the 20 body bags in record time and the other injustice that have been practiced across the state? We're going to ask our National Minister of Defense, our comrade and brother Black Lightning. Black Power?
Black Power. Well, for one, we got a few people out here like Brother Ben Crump, you know. He's one. He's won this crusade in the cause. I mean, right now, honestly, it's us. Us and Crump. That's it that I can see. But I could be wrong. I'm probably wrong. I'm sure there's a lot of freedom fighters out there that can call in and give us your input and talk Black to us. Tell us what you think. Who can we call as a people who will come and crusade the cause? I do it like Adam Clayton Powell said. We'll make it long enough to make it we'll make it shorter like a lady's dress. Adam Clayton Powell said we'll make my speech like a lady's dress. Long enough to be respectable, but short enough to get your attention. So I would say my number one pick is right along with our state chairman from South Carolina, Ty Nitti. I agree totally. I'm sitting right next to the man who is actually doing it. Not talking about it, not walking about it, but doing it. You dig it? So help us get back to home base, because brothers and sisters, we are out here and we do this for the people, by the people, us, our people, Black Power. Don't forget, $77 Bakers. I'm going to keep on throwing it out there until we got all the gas money we need. Black Power. And this is our Baltimore State. We are recruiting from Tallahassee, Tennessee, to Baltimore, to Washington, D.C., all over the state of South and North Carolina. And with our sister Truth Bay, if you're out there in the Los Angeles area, she's a real crusader, a real freedom fighter, and we appreciate you and glad you're with us. Black Power. Black Power.
Thank you, brother and comrade, brother Black Lightning, and all of those, brother Chairman Ty, brother Black Lightning, brother Will from Baltimore. We got brother John in here from Carolina. We got brother Maurice. We got Sister Christy out of Henderson, North Carolina. We got our National Chief of Staff and a host of others here, along with Queen Mother. But all of us, I'd be remiss if I didn't invite us to the mic and listen to our beloved sister, bringing her to the airways, our National Minister of Justice, the Honorable Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay, is right here online with us tonight. And she's rocking it from Los Angeles tonight and trying to find an answer to this question on justice. Assalamu alaikum. And Black Power, Black Power, Dr. Truth Bay, Black Power. Oh, she's there. She can answer right now. She may be busy in a meeting or tied up. We're not sure. But she's live on that line. I know she may have pushed mute. Many of us are pushing mute when it's time for us to speak. And I don't know. Can anybody text her and let her know that she's been called to the airways? Did anybody text Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay and let her know
I
that she's being called to the airways? You there now?
I just did. Salaam
alaikum. Black power. You,
I just
you
did,
hit it.
Brother Akbar. This is Beverly. I just texted her.
And let her know that she's being called to the airways as well. So all those things are going on. Dr. and our mother, Beverly, the Queen Mother, Beverly Lane Reese is in the city of Spartanburg, and she's upset. They have killed her son in the detention center. We went down. We roped off the detention center as a crime scene. The detention center, the jail, is a crime scene here right in Spartanburg, South Carolina. We've talked to the director of the county board, the people that are paying his salary. Chuck Wright, the sheriff, is the highest paid official, potentially the highest paid official in the state of South Carolina. He has more body bags coming out of his detention center, out of his administration, than any other sheriff across America right now. And we're trying to manage this situation. You've seen it all over the news. You've been listening. You've been watching. In the interim, we're going to reach out right down to 951-951-951-450. You're live. I got another 951 out there. 951-480. You're live on Black Power Radio. And there's another 951. Who's on the 951? Go ahead. Who's that speaking on 951?
Who? 951.
951 at 480. You're live. 480.
Yes. Hi. I'm with
Hi.
The Riverside.
How are you?
I am
Who's
good.
That?
I'm with the Riverside in Chamberlain. My name is Miss Tarnett.
Hi, Miss
Tarnett. To the people.
We're happy to have you. Welcome to Black Power Radio.
Thank you. I'm for the power for the people. I'm committed for the people. I am who I am. I'm a messenger and a life skills program manager for the homeless out here. I have two today, have took over the Skid Row of Riverside and committed to making a difference for our people.
That's what's up.
Yes. I am
by power,
and
hello.
Yes, power.
Okay.
I want y'all
to
mute up when you're not speaking. We're trying to. We're on the road. We're doing Black Power Radio on the road. So we hope that everyone can mute themselves when they're not speaking. But go ahead. You say you're from Berkeley. Is that right?
I'm from Riverside, California.
We're very familiar. That's the site of where the Most Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. That was an assassination attempt in Riverside. I was there 1 year ago with Dr. Critical Truth Bay, and we went to the assassination attempt site, and we went on into Death Valley, and we were all over L.A. County and went on up to San Bernardino and other places. So, yes, ma'am, we're familiar with you. Go ahead. Give me your first name, sister. Yeah, could you give us your first name and birth? You may have said it, and I had noise in my ear. But let's try it one more time. What's your name?
Chanel Robinson.
Mrs. Chanel Robinson, we thank you for calling in to Black Power Radio. Now, there's another 951. Do you know about that other 951 that's out there? There's another 951. 951, you're live. At 951 and 551 and 551, you're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Yeah, loud. I'm black. 551.
Come on, 51. Yeah, come on in.
Yes.
You're
loud.
Okay, here we go. My name is Reggie Romaine out of Los Angeles, California. Okay, I'm going to tell you this. If you look at it, I'm the founder of the new 1619. Reparations Party. If you go to the meetings that we have with these task force, I heard a brother talk about reparations. I can talk all day. Look at here. We leading this charge, me and Miss True Bay. Dr. True Bay's the real. I know. I was trying to text her to see if she's getting up on here, but check this out. I'm a solutionist. I told these white folks out here, you check my meetings out. I said, we need our 40 acres and our mill. Bottom line, go back to the original. You ain't got it. Worry about all that money. That come later because we had over 75 Wall Streets before y'all. You feel me? So I'm telling them, give us our property first. And what I'm doing is I'm telling them to give us these jails first. It's 100 million acres here in California. The government owns 45.5. At the end of the day, we want 5.5 million of these acres. Y'all stick to your acres out there. I just looked on here. Asheville is open up in North Carolina. Open up these reparation task force and get on them, because this is going national. Y'all going to see my face in your town if you have a meeting. But I'm going to let you know, this is the only way we can get these folks. We got to get our jail systems back on our land, because we're going to be like these natives. We want our own land. We want to have nothing but us in there with no fly zone, none of that. But all black people are going to be working up in these jails to rehabilitate our black folks. My brother died in there in 2011. He got a staph infection before he caught the chain. My brother, 4 years ago, got convicted 27 to life on his first offense for a manslaughter. Will carry 3 to 11 years. It's that George Jackson, Folsom brothers mentality still going on in these prisons. So they not rehabilitating us. We don't want them to help us no more. We gonna show agape love to our people. At least at the end of the day, they can look at a black man before they die. If three black men die a day in the United States in these prisons, in jail, this genociding us. We need to stop this genocide. That's only one part of genocide. Even what? When a man go in there, he homosexual, he come out, he don't even want a woman no more. So now he can't produce. The man can't produce going in his hole. Now he come out, now he can't vote. He can't get no gun, and he can't get no job. They're trying to give us our voting rights back. I said, no, not just that. You're going to give us our jobs back, and you're going to give us a clean slate. And we're going to get our arms back. Because we got to protect ourselves.
That's right.
These white folks got white nationalist groups all around. When Ukraine got hit, right before Ukraine got hit, the insurrection, they did a special on National Geographic. Look at Van Zyl. She told her they had an ex-KKK when he was young. He got older and got wise. And he said it was something he was doing was dumb, but he told us everything. Them folks be harboring the prisoners here. That's, we got a group called Rise Up. Movement, white folk, KKK. They call themselves nationalists. When you see nationalists, that's KKK. That's a new word. It's over 250 of them. But they run over there to Ukraine, and they was training with their army right before Russia bombed them. God has something else for them. But that's what they was doing. You could see these long wolf killers, the one in Buffalo, that boy, that 18-year-old that killed them 10 people just trying to go to the grocery store. You got these long wolves now, but see, they trying to strike a revolution. But I'm going to tell you this. Stay ready so you ain't got to get ready. Ain't got to get ready. Even though they say they ain't got no getting no arms, keep the arms, your vest, and everything on. So what I'm trying to do is make this movement across this nation to get our land and our prison. So we can stop the genocide in the prison. God yield back. God bless y'all. Black power.
Black power.
Black power. So I missed the calling earlier.
Oh, you did? And following Dr. Tuesday tonight, we're going to have Warrior Woman 1 coming after Warrior Woman number 2, our Honorable Doctor and our National Minister of Justice, Dr. Critical Race Tuesday. Black power. Black power.
Black power, black power. So I was, sorry, I was in the phone store when you guys called. So my bad. We had a Queen Sister Shanetta and a brother Reggie starting the 1619 reparations party. Now, first and foremost, let's discuss Spartanburg County Council. Very proud for our troops, our Panthers, to be out there to support the Lane Reese family. Beverly Reese, Andrea Reese, and Mr. Andy Reese were there trying to find a conclusion, an update concerning policy, and an update where they arrived at the Spartanburg Sheriff's Office last month, only to find that there is no such badge or identification for these officers. Now, what I've noticed with the Spartanburg County Council is that they had several resolutions before public comment. And it was interesting. They were honoring the American Red Cross, talking about helping people with disabilities. And what was most interesting was also a grant, a $1.5 million grant that they were giving to the schools to train, I guess, the youth in law enforcement. So that $1 million, you know, I'm hoping that they utilize it to buy business cards or something, because we haven't gotten any closer to what rhyme or reason or rhetoric do they have in denying their ID or who they are as law enforcement. Now, Monier Abusoff, that's the gentleman with a little melanin that's on that council. Monier Abusoff spoke to the family afterwards and at the last county council meeting as well. Now, what we want specifically from Mr. Monier is the policy written concerning law enforcement and identifying themselves. This is something that they should have already. That's the question that needed to be answered. What type of policy is there? And if you don't know as a county council, what is your purpose? You fund the sheriffs, so your job is to make sure that they have policy, just like anyone else. Secondly, we want Spartanburg to work with Henry McMaster, the governor, because the governor is the one that oversees not only SLED, but policing in general. The governor should have his hand forth in that in every state. They are the top kahuna that distributes or delays or denies, disseminates what type of policy their state will be having, whether it's as state laws or state codes. They're the ones that's responsible. So I'm not pleased at all with the response, which is none, by the Spartanburg County Council. But to make it on record, to know that these families need answers, that's particularly what we want from this sixth council meeting. Manning Lynch, who is the county council president, is the one that should be responding to these pertinent questions. And what we have responded today. One of the things that I've noticed is the lack of complacency or the lack of care when the families are testifying, that I don't really see a sense of, this is horrible. This is something that we really got to look into. We did have someone on public comment, though, that actually did address the Reese family and stated that they hope they find the justice and the answers that they seek. And that, my friends, you know, is so much more powerful than the county council themselves. Another person, citizen, is acknowledging the pain that these families go through without any response is even worse. But I'm really proud of the Lane Reese family and our national chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar, and all our Panthers behind them. It was such a beautiful sight to see everyone banding together to at least get some type of answers. And this is what we need from all communities. Families, don't be afraid. We have people that are going to back you up, but we must band together or else they will continue to feed us the okey-doke. One of the things that to see for the next county council meeting, which will be April 17th, is that we're going to get some direct responses. But before then, we have less than a month to follow up with today's hearing, today's follow-up. And that's what we will be accomplishing this week. We want concrete responses, emails, so we can have a paper trail as to what they're going to do to advance policy. Because I don't think the message was clear today to this county council that your law enforcement officers are operating under no law or policy. I don't think it registered with them today. So I think we're going to follow up with this black family and give you the skinny on what's the next step on this. But what we are going to do as a group together with the families is to create the traction. There's only so much talking that we can do. Right now, it's about a demand request from the state governor, Henry McMaster, because right now they have over-exceeded giving the video to the family. Now it's a federal lawsuit that needs to be in traction. So, Christopher Pratt, if you still decide to be on this case, that is the only thing you need to advance right now. There is all this so much testimony since October to now that any family who has faced this tragedy can do, can possibly done, have been done already. And we're not going to do the over-talking. I think the actions today at the Spartanburg County Council by the Reese family, by the Panthers, made it very clear that this is the issue that you need to address. And we're not going to wait 2-3 months or file a Freedom of Information Act. If they use that word FOIA again, we're going to find a FOIA for them to fill out, and it's not going to be on paper. Freedom of Information Act, the fact that they're saying if you want to find any information, you have to fill it out. I want to tell you right now, Black family, that that is not true. That any time something as simple as finding out an officer's name or badge number, there is no reason for you to fill out a Freedom of Information Act. That is only used if you want to find out pertinent information on a company, organization, or extended information on a certain entity, not particularly an officer's name or badge number. That should be the first thing clearly displayed when they're pulling you over or snatching us up or killing us in the jail cell. They need to have a badge number. And that's all we're saying, Black family. And thanks to the advocacy of Lavelle Lane, that we were able to even discover or even find this out to be an issue. Had these tragedies and these body bags could stop popping up, they would continue business as usual. But after today and last month, Black family, we are on a different mission right now. Don't think that any of this is being slept on. It's being worked on due diligent as we speak. So that's the update with the Spartanburg County Council. We'll have more discussion and updates next week as well. But I believe today, again, any time that this is done, this is a success in at least putting on record what they need to do. Because when the time comes, Black family, for us to have our self-governance and separate, we are going to remember times like this and where they stood complacent and watched our Black bodies continue to be violated over and over again. Now, as far as the reparations, we have an upcoming reparations hearing in Sacramento, March 29th and March 30th. One of the things that we want to establish, and Brother Reggie, I don't know if you're still on the line, but we want to chime in on a couple of questions concerning the creation of an official government party called the 1619 Reparations Party. Are you still there, Black Man?
I'm here, sister. Queen, you hear me?
Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Currently, right now, Brother Reggie is working on petitions for those who want to be self-governed, who want self-determination, that we're taking signatures and creating an online petition. This petition simply states that this governance that we're creating will have the same autonomy as the Roman oppressive government that we're currently under. There are several steps that we have to take in order to reach autonomy, and that is precisely, Black family, what we are going to be doing this year. So please follow the California Reparations Task Force. Next week we'll be covering the NAACP in its entirety, in the roles that they have in the Reparations Task Force, starting with Reverend Amos Brown. He's on top of the shit list. So this brother here, who is the president of the San Francisco NAACP, if you have not heard, that he was also the same one that denied reparations for the San Francisco family. So I want you to make it make sense. So I'm going to repeat this one more time. So just in case you missed it, I want you to look into NAACP and reparations in San Francisco. The California Task Force members is comprised of 9 people. One of those persons is Reverend Dr. Amos Brown, who has been there since the days of Martin Luther King, part of SLCAC, Southern Christian Leadership, been part of the Baptist ministers for over 5 decades. So he's an OG. He's an OG. He knows the reparations lingo and talk. But one thing I want you to remember is that not all skin folk is kinfolk. But for this man to actually be the one and his group to state that, no, San Francisco black people, you're not going to get reparations because we just think it's better if you just give it to the community so the community can benefit rather than repairing the damage caused from chattel slavery. This is what happened last week, black family, and I'm so ashamed. I am so ashamed to even know that this man is sitting on a California task force knowing that he doesn't really care to give us reparations. So we got something special for Mr. Amos Brown. Oh, don't we, Brother Reggie?
Yes, we do.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes. And it's going to be a very nice resignation letter that he is going to have to sign, a love letter to the public for deceiving his position. So moving forward, reparations is not a deciding factor for them to us. It is a request demand from us to them. And I want you to be very careful on how we move when it comes to reparations. Nationwide, it's not just California black family. This is a nationwide issue. And so as they have task force being built in certain major cities as we speak, it really is not up to these politicians. It is up to you, black man. It is up to you, black woman, to trace your lineage as we speak. We mentioned this a couple of months now on Black Power Radio, and we will continue to do so. The first steps in being part of this reparations is finding out who you are. If you already know from stories stories passed down from generation to generation, you know who your family lineage is, that's great. I want you to take it a step further and take the DNA test as well. This is going to be a very important factor when it comes to finding out what type of reparations you're getting. But if you haven't started the process, black family, you must do so in order for us to get the answers we need as the original black man and woman, especially if you're a descendant of chattel slaves. Many black families may not even know if they are descendants of slaves. And this is who we want to make sure and assist that you find your lineage. The tables will be turning, black family, in our favor, and we must be at the helm, ready, able, and willing to disseminate and execute the work that needs to be done. So, Brother Reggie, what do you see looking forward coming up in these next reparations hearings in Sacramento, March 29th and March 30th?
Well, what I see, and first of all, what I need to address is order in that setting. It's a lot of times we come there, it'd be 30, 40, 50 people lined up, but they get these crackers 2 minutes on the phone talking about bull crap. You feel me? We got to cease that. June 30th is the last day. We need you brothers to flood the line. You can call from wherever because they might put them first and we don't want to hear from them. Okay, another thing, I think that you didn't add on that AB 3121, y'all look at this. It is 1619 lineage, but check this out. We're going to still put an AB 3122 or something to add on there. It's going to be all blacks because, like I told y'all earlier, it's all blacks in jail, and we're going to have an all black, and all blacks going to be welcome because, you know, last time I checked, they never checked George Floyd for a 1619 card before they put their knee on his neck. You feel me? So they don't tell you, ask you who's you, 1619, you don't get that. You black, you getting dealt with. So that's going to be later. So, but you're going to be at the back of the line. So you need to be finding your and the lineage too. Let's hold off a little bit too when you do it, because the Mormons is running this. Okay, let's wait a little bit.
Yeah.
So we have some black companies, and we got to get some black companies to do this to do this genealogy. We got to trust
let's talk
them.
About
we don't
that,
want to trust
brother.
Nobody.
I want you to hold yeah. you, I want you to hold your finger on that particular statement you made, because I want to explain to our audience specifically the importance of why we need black scientists and health administrators at the table for these reparation labs. Now, the Ancestry DNA, as well as many of the DNA kits, it's the Church of Latter-day Saints ran by the Mormons. They have been very in the forefront when it comes to genealogy. I don't know why, you know, they started the obsession with finding people's genealogy, but they have done so for centuries. So now when the Ancestry DNA is needed, it is the Mormons, that it is the Church of Latter-day Saints that actually dig up your history. Now, that didn't really sit well with me, black family, when I found out this process. So that's why I feel that we need to have our own people finding out our DNA. It only makes sense. But again, black family, if we're not at the helm, if we're not pushing these issues, if we're not involving ourselves in these important extractions, it's always going to be non-blacks or people that have no best interest for us. And I wouldn't say with the Mormon Church, they have done genealogy for so long that they have given people their lineage. But again, I would rather not continue on with people that have a history or a religion that believe that black people are from the devil. If we know about the history of the Mormon Church, it's not too long ago that they said that our black skin is due to an evil curse on us. So why on earth, black family, would I want somebody to find out my lineage when you think we are a cursed tribe to begin with? So that's something we really got to think about. So if you are a science major, if you know, we do have Mr. Jerry Moss, who is a premier genealogist, but he's one person, and he's located in San Diego. So we're going to have him coming up in our next couple of weeks to interview Mr. Jerry Moss and see if there's any alternative that we can seek in order to find our genealogy within ourselves while we close in the gaps for reparations. So that's the one thing I just wanted to reiterate to my black family. And then also Queen Sister Shanette, I don't know if she's still on the line, but Brother Reggie, would you like to give any last advice or quotes concerning reparations and what we need to do to advance in the process?
Well, I just like to add to everybody, stop staying focused on that money that we're going to get, because it's coming. Focus on the land. They didn't want to talk about the land. I joined the meeting at the 11th meeting in Oakland when I met Sis. Hey, go to your land, okay? Not the land they stole, the land they owe us, the 40 acres and the mule, because we got a bishop said he want his 40 acres in the tractor. I say, I want my 40 acres in a Brinks truck. You feel me? So don't forget that. 40 acres is for 40 acres. It don't change. Money don't change. They talking 200 here, 50,000, whatever. Don't worry about that. The money going to come. And we're going to make our own money even though we're going to get money. But don't worry about the money. Always
the
focus
land.
On your land, yeah. Your water, and your sky. No fly zone over. We're going to have the sovereign citizenship like the neighbors. Ain't no fly zone over us. You feel me? So. That's all that we just focus
that's
on that,
right.
Brothers. And look at, I'm telling you, when you open up, I'll be there. We're going to be there. We're going to support y'all. Y'all, I yield back.
Water rights, absolutely. And thank you so much, Brother Reggie. We will bring you more updates concerning the Reparations Task Force and what you can do in the meantime. I want you to log on to Instagram, 1619 Reparations Party, and find out more information on the Sacramento upcoming
right.
hearing, and just get involved
right.
as you can.
And speaking of Sacramento, we have our beloved
that's
sister. Right. I hope she's there. Sister Warrior Woman should be up near San Francisco area. Warrior Woman at 805-235. 805-235. We have Warrior Woman and Dr. Truth Bayers down in Los Angeles area. and y'all can talk black. Are you there, Warrior Woman?
Yes, peace and love, black power. I'm so happy
peace
that you
black
have
power,
a booth
black power,
down
black power.
There. Black power. I've been always thinking of that, the 40 acres and a mule, you know, because of the interest of that would be now. And let us know the exact time you're going to meet in Sacramento so I could text all the people that are in that area. Because we got
9 o'clock.
Support there. 9 o'clock on the 28th, those 2 days.
29th and 30th of March, 9
29th
o'clock.
And
plug them lines. Mm-hmm. Start them lines up about 8:30. Start calling.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's what I want to do is just join forces. We have 240 acres, and the 40 acres is separated because of the forest, but all the forest land belongs to, is supposed to be in trust for indigenous people. But we've been talking about the 40 acres to give it to a black community organization, a revolutionary, to say, well, at least the Indian people are giving back something that, you know what I mean, to start off that 40 acres and the mule. And we do have gold and water on our land. So, you know, that's something that we can sit down and talk about. But like I said, I'm just so happy that you guys, you know, scared the hell out of them. Because you have to remember South Carolina and that area is where they had the first badges for the police to start hunting our people down there. So they, you know, they've been doing this since the beginning of time. So we, you know, but I'm glad you guys went there, you know, because just our presence can scare them because they're afraid. They don't know what we're going to do. And they haven't even seen us explode yet. Bidamia, Shukaran, all my relations.
Right on.
Thank you, sister.
Thank you so much. We got a house full. We loaded down. We're packed down with the folks here in Spartanburg, South Carolina. We thank each and every one of you for contributing to Black Power Radio tonight. Y'all can do a round robin. And as y'all bow out gracefully, we're going to play out some Marvin Gaye on the radio. But go ahead. You can get whatever you got to get out your mic. You can get your usage value and your mileage right now. Black Power, we're going to pass that mic around. Black Power?
Black Power.
Get more bounce to
Black
down.
Power.
Black Power? Black Power. More bounce to down.
Black Power.
Power. We have the most informative radio talk show on the Internet, on your cell phone, your dumb phone, your smartphone. Some got an Android. This guy's got a Android phone. Look at that. We got all kind of phones up tonight. You came in by your desktop, your laptop. Some of you came into their laptop. I ain't gonna tell you. You pause for the call. You can get it on your iPad tonight. But we got Black Power Radio for everybody who want to listen, want to get in. Get in where you can goddamn it fit in. We're gonna rock the mic right here tonight at Spartanburg and party like it's 1999. Come on, Black Power Radio. Talk black to us tonight. You're right up in your ear hole.
I want to hear Where's some black of that power? James Brown, I'm black and I'm proud.
Oh, yes.
Say it loud.
I'm black and I'm Say proud, but he's talking about we going to come get our stuff, too. We've been working for the other man. We ain't leaving until
right.
we get our check. It's that reparations
right.
movement, homie. I've been on
check.
That. Mm-hmm. Cut the check,
That's
cut the
right.
ribbon,
it's
and give him my keys
Reese.
To my car.
That's what's up. Queen Mother Reese, is she still on the line?
I'm here.
All right. So I don't know if we gave enough
Black
that
Power.
I'm a little late. Black Power? How you felt the outcome today was? What did you feel accomplished? Tell me your thoughts.
We want to
get an update on that.
Well, I'm going to put it in one word. Presence.
Okay.
You know, that's an internet forum.
So our presence was definitely there. It was no resolvement as of yet. But as I said in the beginning, this is not going to be microwave. It's not microwave. It's not.
Right.
And that clip, you know, off record, you know, I don't know if anybody else heard, but I know Brother Agmar was standing by my side. I don't know if he was paying attention to what this man said. The county councilman, Brett. You know, he said that he looked at the agenda today, and he spotted my name, Andy's name, and Andrea DeRice's, the Bell's family, you know. And he told me that he called Rusty Carpenter, who is the head coroner for Spartanburg, South Carolina, who gave the green light to go ahead and give my son the autopsy from the jail cell to the morgue. He told me, and I think, that he called Rusty Clevenger after he checked the roster for the people, for the attendance today. He said Rusty Clevenger told him that we can say that wasn't no video available. That they had set up with sled a portion of video, and Andy and I denied to see it. But remember, I told you at prayer, and my fans went in because it wasn't for me to see it yet. I didn't want to see no portion. He said to me that it was that. Remember, to him, it's 2 hours. Two hours worth of video. And if I want him to pass the message for him to tell us, he will do that. I said, why is there just 2 hours worth of video when the bell was in there 5 hours? I said, okay,
right.
From October 3rd to today, the 20th of March, that's what they then chopped it up to me, 2 hours? I said, what about that? He said, well, I'm just telling you what he told me. So, family, I'm just telling you, like I said in the beginning when I first got on here, you know, I'm not speaking that into existence, but eventually the video is going to be unfounded, disappeared, lost, because that's what these crackers doing. They doing it anyway. They've been doing it from the day one when that man knocked on my door. But they had no business hands off, period. They had no business touching him.
None.
Under no circumstances. None. But that council told me today, he stood up out of his chair and said he called Rusty Clevenger when he seen my name. And he talked to him and asked him what's going on, because we keep saying we ain't seen no video. He said it's 2 hours worth of video. Now, what the hell did you get 2 out of 5? What up?
Right.
But like I said,
present. We were there. You know, when I went up to that podium and speak, it was just Andy, myself, and Andrea. I went up there first. Then my husband went up there, so I walked up there with him, me, and then it was Andrea. But then I looked behind me, I seen all the little black pants behind me, and I guess I'm going to say it like this. I don't mean no harm. But I grew some balls. I'm not bad, but I grew some balls. You know what I mean?
Black power. That's what's up.
Black power. God,
it was a wonderful sight. I was looking at something, y'all.
Doing a damn thing.
He stopped looking at something and turned around and looked at me. Yeah, I grew some kahunas when I turned around and seen y'all. You know, that made
part.
My... Yeah.
That part.
Yeah. And, you know, when
and that
I
looks
see
so
you,
good. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And, you know, I seen you, and it's on the Internet, so the world going to see us.
That part.
I'm not going to.
That part.
Hmm.
I ain't going to
minimize
that.
I see National Chairman pull up. I see Todd Nitty. I see Black Lightning. I see Maurice, Will. Man, you guys walked in. I tell you, the whole atmosphere changed. It's like, that's what I say is really black power.
It shifted.
Yes.
That's how I knew
and
they
got
to see
that.
I felt them. I felt the atmosphere shift. So I looked to my left. I said, oh, shit. Here we go.
That's right. Black power's in the house.
I felt some balls going, my Bridges.
Right, right.
I'm gonna let my husband speak.
Those are the days
here.
I know.
Here go my husband. Yeah.
Right on. Go on, Mr. Reese. Well, what's that?
Come on, King. Come on, King.
Because I had got finished speaking, you know, talking about my son, because I always talk about my son every time I go. And when I got finished, I turned around. I said, oh, my God. Because I didn't know it was coming, you know, and my wife. That's it, because, you know, of course, it got late in the time of the night, you know, it was getting like the winding up thing. And all of a sudden, I seen everybody. Yeah, so praise to God, to Allah, you know. All praise due to Allah. You know, and I was like happy, man. Man, you think you? I got goosebumps. And you know,
well, there's the presence. That's right.
And the way that Brother Ivan spoke, you know, he spoke very well and everything, and you know, he was well dressed and everything, and you know, he represent, you know, and that was nice, you know, and all the other brothers that stand behind him and everything. Everything was nice, man.
Two young ladies was there, too.
Two young ladies. You know, we had a lot of support, but like my wife said, she got family members.
You had the queens there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I say, like my wife said, she got family members right down here in Kathy. Ain't none of all the supporters.
There you got to go.
That's all right.
They're too scared. But, I mean, that's just what it is.
They scared of the white people out here. They got them trained. They got them trained.
You know, I'm sorry for laughing, but I just can't think. When they try to even pronounce our national chairman's name, them crackers, they butchered it to the point where I said, no. They can't even stand a candle right now.
I'm not going to leave my gun no damn claws. I'll leave my gun wait by me at night, and I'm going to damn safety door. Because anybody come to this motherfucker, this air house, I'm going to set it. I ain't going to be playing around with these people. They ain't playing around with me. I ain't going to be playing around with them.
You know, they put out a news story, and I'm going to let y'all go. This is Washington paper, right? So it came out yesterday. And the boy, the young man, he was there at the council meeting today. Christopher.
Mm-hmm.
What God? I think that's his last name, how you pronounce it. And then I went outside in front of our building where we stay, in front of our house, and was holding up pictures. You know, they took pictures all through my house and whatever, you know, of the interview with the interview. They came in and interviewed us late January. And Andrea got an attitude because she said, why are you putting where you live on the paper? I said, Andrea, let me tell you something. Ain't no weapon for them against me going to prosper. They know where I live at anyway. And ain't nothing going to happen with me. I'm covered with the blood. I don't give a damn if I go out there and write it in the sky, my address. I don't care nothing about that. I'm not fearful. If I was fearful, I wouldn't do these interviews trying to get answers about my son. I'm not fear of these. I'm not.
The Lord is with us in this one.
Yes, you know, my husband was born down here. I wasn't. And he keeps telling me about the white people. I'm not scared of these white people. I'm not scared of no damn body. That's number one. I'm not scared of nobody. So they're not going to run me out of town and they're not going to take me in the woods and lynch me, and they're not going to burn no cross on my front, in front of my yard. I'm not scared of none of that. No, I'm not. I'm going to continue to speak up for the bell and the ones that's coming in front of them, because you can't bring the ones that's gone, but I'm definitely going to stand up and speak for the ones that's ahead, because these crackers ain't going to stop unless we make them stop. And that's how I was saying.
Come on, Queen.
County council meeting and standing in front of the detention center and calling Chuck Wright out and Lasso and Bush, you know, and McMaster. We ain't going to be quiet. I'm not going to be quiet. I'm not a quiet person. You can hear how loud I am. I ain't never been quiet in my life. I don't
do
try to whisper.
We love you.
That's right.
Go on, Queen.
So the advocacy must continue. We only just begun. It's exhausting, y'all. You know, you think advocating is something that, you know, you could do once or twice. And no, it is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week job. Constantly, we have to be free from this damn system. So
sometimes we can't sleep thinking about it.
You can't. That's right. You got to be talking and turning, dreaming about
stay woke
freedom.
Is literally
I mean, that's
stay woke.
Burn.
Sometimes I can't even sleep. I wake up studying. You see, I can't even sleep.
That part. So we got to constantly.
I want my 48 to live too.
That's right. And
you want the mule? You want a mule or you want a Tesla or do you want a Brinks
two
truck?
Mules. No, I don't want no mule, but they stink. I don't want no.
They can't do nothing for us now.
But I wouldn't mind me. I'm more black lady. I wouldn't mind me a little hoopy. It'd be fine. I ain't particular.
That's your choice.
That's
one of them double R's, a Rolls Royce or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That part. So we finna get it. But I'm so proud of y'all. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we doing it. Hey, y'all watch that. Y'all watch that. Go on that website. Y'all going to see us in there. I'll be on there. I'll be like the first speaker. I'll be like 905, 915. You'll see me.
What's your website? So the website for the Reparations Task Force or what information?
Yes. I'll wait.
Task Force. Give
me
the Task Force.
Dr. Trufant texted me.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. But if you want to just Google it, it's California Reparations Task Force. You type it in,
All right.
It should pop up. OAG, it's the Office of Attorney General Ron Bonta, which has all of the task force meetings, the materials, and the upcoming information for the next hearings, which will be March 29th and 30th in Sacramento. So this Wednesday, Brother Reggie and I will do our first podcast, so to speak, on the 1619 Reparations Party, what it is, why it's becoming, and how you can be a part of it. Black family, this is not an option right now. Right now, it's freedom or death for real, for real. So if you are not about freedom, you have already died. So we don't need you in the way blocking the people that's running for freedom. So we are going to get the answers we need before this year is out. And we need you at the table, Black family. Every single one of you is important.
I'm
Black family.
Hey, y'all understand, the power of us is in the vote. Y'all got to understand, stop voting for these crackers. Our motto is no reparation, no vote. We vote for what you call them, propositions. Because these white folks for 158 years, they ain't gave us nothing. Who we voting for? They got $200 billion they spend on Ukraine right now.
For what?
Yeah.
They bringing them all
and they don't give
here.
A fuck about us. If you see them Africans walking on that train, you try to get on that train, they wouldn't even let them on here.
That's right.
They don't care about I don't care about Russia either.
They bringing over them Ukraine so they can repopulate the United States because the white population is dwindling out.
They did that long time ago. Martin Luther King told us about that. They gave them millions of land and brought them over here for free. Gave them 5 acres, told them for 5 years, if you produce something, you can have the land. And they gave them a college, a free college to teach them how to agriculture. Ain't that cool?
Very much so.
And gave them the land for free.
For free.
That's right.
Just to
That's
build
right.
up their
so
population because the white was lacking.
That's
and
right.
My son,
how do we,
my son,
they picked my 29-year-old son up for walking in the damn road and took and murdered him.
We're going to get that. Matter of fact, we're going to own the prison and everything. We're going to own all that. That's the land we need to get. That's the land
right.
we're going to get.
Queen Mother, for sure, one of the things that I want us to make clear is that we have to move forth in solidarity. And so
yes.
I want the families who have faced the same tragedies to stand in solidarity. And we mentioned this before. I'm going to say it again.
You know, I want to bring this to the forefront, too. It's a Tracy.
No,
fact.
You're doing you can. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing everything that you can.
No, pass the torch, yeah. Lil' Ma. Pass the torch, Queen. We got you.
Go on,
bless
Queen
your
Mother,
heart.
You
I know you do. I know you do.
Yes,
but I've got another activist coming on board, and I'm going to show you that, well, she's going to show you that she knows what she's doing. She puts you in the mind of Dr. Truth Bay. You know, with them two, her name is Tracy Fant. TRACIFANT. Look up on Facebook. She's powerful. You know what her mindset and Dr. Tube's mindset ain't gonna be able to be like Sterling in Manila. Ozzy and Frazier. I'm telling you,
right.
Those two, it would be. It'd be like the Sterling
yeah,
in Manila.
She's from Greenville. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's from Greenville. So yeah, she definitely has some track record. And that's what we need. We need strong brothers and sisters at the forefront, not being afraid of anything. I mean, at this point,
yeah.
What can we? I mean, they can take your body, but they can't take your soul. But if you're alive and
that's
breathing,
right.
How dare you not activate? Let's activate, Black family.
That's right.
So, what's up with that Ben Cross dude?
Huh?
What's up with Ben Crouch? Ben Crouch, dude. The lawyer.
Yeah, Ben Crouch. Well, he's there. Well, he's there. I mean, the movie.
But no, what
is
he doing?
Exactly. He's there doing what he does, being in front of the camera. I don't know. That's my answer, brother. He's there.
That part,
okay,
time six.
But we got,
what he did,
right.
What he did, I'll tell you what he did for me. Being that this is South Carolina, you know, he's based from Florida, which he comes from Alabama. But he did his practice. His practice, his main office is in Florida. He has a few more, Sacramento, whatever, whatever. He referred me, because I have an old daughter, my oldest daughter, she works in the judicial system, but she works based from New York. She lives in Brooklyn. That's where I moved to South Carolina down here. 12 years ago from Brooklyn. So my kids was born in Brooklyn. And I moved down here thinking it was a better life. Ha ha, fooled my own damn self. Anyway, He referred me to a lawyer, Storm, S-T-O-R-M, up in Columbia. So that defeats the purpose. I already had a lawyer in South Carolina by the name of Pratt. So he was here from the beginning since October the 4th. When they knocked on my door, it was October the 3rd. And he has put in a lot of work and, you know, from what he can do, whatever he do, what lawyers do. And to me, that would defeat the purpose of me getting another South Carolina lawyer, and I already have one.
Right.
Because I reached out to Benjamin Crump office. I felt that this case, me, being that that's my son, obviously I'm going to put him at the top of the totem pole. I figured that this was a case that he would want to represent, but he referred me to another white man. So what am I supposed
okay.
to
okay.
What's the difference? Right.
You just acknowledged
exactly.
it. Thank you, sister. Thank you, Queen. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, what's the difference in one shade of hot pink? Or either pastel pink. Pink is damn pink.
Right. Or off-white, peach, whatever you want to call it. sunburn, who
pink.
You know.
No,
who
call
knows?
Them pink, they get mad. They get mad when you call them pink.
Oh, yeah.
That's
they,
my
buzz. Sure
that's the word. Hey, you call them pink, oh, they going to want to kick you.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they're going to be until we get free.
Yeah, ain't no damn Caucasian shit. You pink. Not in my face.
Wah, wah, wah. But we finna, shake this tree. But so we're trying to see where the update for the Spartanburg County Council video, because we want to get a clear one. We want to post that up so everyone can see the testimonies of the family and the Panthers as well. Our next meeting will be April 17th.
I've got one more thing to say, and I'm going to shut my mouth.
No, please don't.
My baby is 20 years old, the one that's under the bell, under the boy that they killed. She's a third-year Spartanburg Methodist. She's in her third year of college. When they showed those 20-minute videos, right, she's the baby, and I... Next to the oldest daughter came here from Colorado once my son got killed. She came here immediately. She got on the road. The girl drove for 18 hours to come to get to her mother. Okay. When they went there and seen that video, she was talking to Monier. And I didn't know this. Because I never asked them what they seen or the video, the part, the 20 minutes that they showed. She seen the part where they tased LaBelle. Remember I told you that she is going through grieving.
Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, everybody grieves different. She's 20 years old. She's still a baby to me. She's going to always be my baby. That's my last child. But she seen that they showed part, the 20 minutes of that, they showed when LaBelle got tased. She said they tased him in his back. First they showed him jumping like you slam dunking a basketball, but he was hitting his head on the wall, on the concrete wall. And then she said it stopped, and then the video continued. You know they edited it. Then they showed where they tased him. She said they tased him and hit him in his leg, and it hit him in his, like, close to his buttock.
Yeah.
You say the video
was
2 hours,
sweating.
They only gave you 20 minutes?
No,
the video is 5 hours. It should have been five hours. They only
showed you 20 minutes?
Yes. Yes.
Shameful.
They didn't show me because I didn't go in there and see it. Because before I went to bed that night, before we were supposed to go in there and to sled, to view the video, I prayed about it. And God told me it's not time yet. So
amen.
I didn't go in. I stayed
Jesus
outside.
Amen.
I stayed outside.
Yeah, that ain't for you.
But his two sisters went in there seeing him. You know, I mean, that's brutality. You know.
Exactly.
I don't want to see what they want me to see. I want to see all of it.
Exactly. Hey, you know what, sister? See, that's the way that they program us. See, they don't know that it's post-traumatic slave syndrome and everything. When people, the family is affected when they even go through that. It's not even the person who was defended. It's the whole family, echo. But not just no family now. Now it's everybody on this line. It's about 15,000 of us. You feel me?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right. Right. But then,
that's right.
You know,
they finna get.
When you know, they got us, they got me on the shelf, man. They got me on pause, like you got the remote control and you watching a movie on TV and you put it on pause to go get you a drink of water, go get you a Pepsi, and you come back and you could be whining and all that. That's how I feel. And it's not a good feeling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because everybody else, I don't want to take up this time like this, but everybody else in their sector, under their umbrella, everybody has seen that video. What's the hold up? This happened October the 2nd. Today is March the 20th. What is taking 168 days for you to release that video to that family?
That part.
As we can see with Tyree Nichols, it's only 20 days.
Exactly. But you showed 20 minutes of it, so where's the rest of it? Where's the rest of it?
Yeah, we done with them. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah,
you're
going to
get all of
with them.
You're going to get it. You're going to get it. Hey, the victory there, my sister. We working not to the victory, but from the victory. The victory there. We're going to get that whole 5 hours.
That's right. Ain't no stone
going
to go unturned. Ain't no stone going to go unturned because I serve a sovereign God, and I know he is just, and I'm not even worried about it. I'm not Dr. Thomas. I already know. It's just a matter of time. They got us on pause, but it's okay. Also, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
That's when God tell you, you gotta create that patience. That's when he break us down and say, we got to be patient.
Yeah. It get rough, though, brother. I'm going to tell you, God almighty, it gets rough. Ooh-wee.
Mm-hmm. It is, yeah. So we got to hold the fuck.
I'm a strong old black woman. He's going to give me this thing.
Great. I'm talking to the mom.
He's going to get just indoor.
All right. National chairman, you still there? Where you at? Where we at, brother? Black Power? Where we at?
Black Power.
I don't know where they at. We had to leave because my husband, we had to drive like 40, 45 minutes from Spartanburg because I don't live in Spartanburg. And my husband can't see in the dark. Boy, he was fussing at me all the way home. You stay there talking too long. I'm ready to go home. Well, we made it.
Okay, well, you got to be patient, y'all. What's happening?
Patient.
Turning on each other. Don't drink the water, folks. Don't drink the water. We got to
know some people got to drive in the dark. You know, it's hard. You know, these
right
hard roads. There's no.
Okay.
Deers.
Black.
So
deers this
is come out, you be driving, deers, you know, it's kind of rough. I understand what he's doing, but I had to stay there for a minute and talk with my comrades. But I caught
all
it
right
on the way home. Oh, my God.
Where we at?
Dr. Toure, did you pull up that, did you watch the whole thing?
Yeah, well, you talking about the county council meeting?
Yeah.
I was I watched it, but then again, they took it off the air while after it wasn't even done. It just yanked it off, and I'm looking for it, and so that's why I need to find out if Spartanburg website, as I heard Aboussouf Monnier stated, that the county council meetings is on the Spartanburg website. But I haven't seen it on the Spartanburg website. So I'm yet to see some past meetings. But right now, these meetings can only be as powerful as the people showing up. So when I tell you, black family, it is so important, no matter what issue it is, for you to sit, to have a black face in those seats is so important. When you look at the council meetings, you have us sprinkled out somewhere. I think today was the most black people they had in one room in the Spartanburg County Council.
We're gonna get it right.
Yes, and that's one thing that we're finna do. We will be teaching our young people a policy training camp where the local council will be a regular for them to visit on a weekly basis, because we got to train our young people from jump how to be part of these forums so they can take over. You know, they can't take over if they're not involved, if they're not in the know. So we got our work cut out for the black family, but this is very important. We cannot separate from not knowing politics or politics,
right,
as they say, because that's what needs to be overturned. Black family. That's right.
That part.
Just keep it moving.
I hear brother.
Anybody else on the line? Yeah, so I need
all right, Black Power.
National
Black
chairman.
Power.
There you go.
Black Power.
Yes, ma'am. There you go.
The live
We have not taken our feet out of the behind of the opposition since we started. We'll continue to kick ass and tell them that that is unacceptable from Chuck Wrongright, from the administrator, from Manny. Give me his last name once more. Who's the guy, Manny? Abu Saab, we talked to him extensively, and we're getting some accountability from him. But what's the chief of the chairman of the board, the chairman of the county board? Huh?
Okay, hey, Rich Manning.
What's that right next to Manning Lynch. Manning Lynch. That's the one I'm talking about. And we let him know.
You
in
can't forget
terms.
Lynch now.
That is Manning Lynch. That's the one we're talking about. They
Lynch.
Know comprehensively.
Uh-huh.
They have not met the needs. They're pretending they have no control over Chuck Wrongright, but they absolutely do. Man, they're in cahoots,
they're into the
cover-up of the 2020. I'm going to give it 23. Is it 21, 22, or 23 body bags that has come out of there? And they're pretending they're turning a blind eye to justice and pretending they don't know about those 20-some body bags, huh? I can shout, but they watch the 6 o'clock
that
news every day. And Queen Mother Beverly been on that lately, talking about them body bags. And their journalists that are in town are talking about those body bags. So they know all about this in detail, but they're covering it up. It's just like they got the lieutenant and the captain in on the cover-up. They've got the goddamn tooth fairy and what? The dog catchers in on the cover-up. Oh, but we are uncovering the mystery today. We're holding in no good cracker ass at this hour, every hour for Black Power and Black Power Radio. But you know we're going to the ass. Hey, we're not going to let up.
Black Power.
We're not going to not what's one that? Inch of his 12-inch foot that's going up in his ass. We're not going to let up one inch on that no good cracker behind. And
come
I'm
on,
just here to tell
on,
you, the facts as I know them to be, we're not going to let – we didn't let up at the council, and we're not going to let up at the county board, and we're not going to let up on that no good cracker behind. We're going to keep kicking ass until we get justice, and I'm like Bob Marlin. I know for sure and for true, don't give up the fight. Black Power?
Black Power.
So we're trying to shut it down, and we're going to – keep the home fires running. Keep the light on for you. We got to hit this trail for Washington, D.C. We know we got our Queen Mother Beverly is out there, our national spiritual advisor. We got our National Minister of Justice out there, Dr. Critical Truth Bay has contributed. Our National Chief of Staff has contributed. Our National Minister of Defense has contributed. Our State Chairman Ty right here with us right here at Black Power Radio has contributed. And we are making all-out call for all Black activists, all Black Panthers, to be Black in Spartanburg and be Black in Roxborough again to kick some more ass because they have not delivered justice to we the people. And therefore, we must continue on the path of justice and spirit. Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad and all of those righteous freedom fighters from Nat Turner to Denmark Vesey, and then all of those, to Pricer, to ISIS, Pricer, then McVeezy, all of those fighting in the Haitian Revolution and Black Revolution, from the Honorable our Ugandan President Idi Amin, to the Honorable President of Zimbabwe, the Honorable His Excellency Robert Mugabe. And we got so many more from Chokwe Lumumba right here on the soil, and we're fighting for justice every day and every hour with Dr. Umar Johnson and those that really mean freedom fighting in their heart, that want land acquisition, that are fighting for wethepeople.gov. We thank everyone on behalf of Black Power Radio and all of you that have come in tonight. Anybody have one last pressing issue before we close the airwaves? Black Power?
I want to pray y'all travel and mercy. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come towards you, towards your vehicle, towards your traveling home. Get there safe with no hurt, harm, or danger. We rebuke any type of accident, any type of harm to come towards y'all going back to your homes and your destination. Safe and sound, the same way you came down that road, Lord, the same way take them back. Faith and one peace and one mind and one body. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
Stay alive. I'm Black and I'm proud.
Black and I'm proud.
That's right.
Black and we proud.
That's right. Stay alive.
Thank you, Queen Mother.
I'm Black and I'm proud.
You're welcome. Stay alive.
I'm black and I'm proud.
And I'm proud. That's right. We'll say it loud.
I'm black and I'm proud.
So, Black family, we thank you again for, joining us on Black Power Radio every Sunday and Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want you to call, chime in, be part of the revolution, but be more importantly, be proactive in your area, for we will give you the support, but we can't do it individually. It has to be unity and solidarity. So with that being said, we appreciate you being a part, and let's grow, and the fight continues, as we say. Power to the people.
Maritime continues.
All power to the people, Black power. All power to the people, and all that I've said, and all that has been said, all that we could say, huh? Don't you know my main man, Marvin Gaye, said it best. Assalamu alaikum, and Black power. Black power.
Yeah, somebody gonna fucking pay.
Word.
Fighting with the devil's dog. Thank God I brought a helmet. The average American male skeleton shatters in my hand like cell blunts. Greatest tale ever told is a tale you could only live to tell once. Narcissistic and myself lust, and we wonder why Lord don't help us. Swerving on my way to hell drunk. All I'm seeing is a weak leader with some good slaves. That's a strong back with a frail front. Hell Trump. Snipe his ass from 1,000 feet with a nail gun. And his wifey too, I don't know the dame. She don't get the hunch, get a bell rung. The tallest human is the smallest giant.
This what happens when you solve a lion. Before the battle wall is calm and silent, cause a riot, crumble all the walls in Zion. Bless your church, barrel spinning like the laundry's drying. My inner light could charge a large appliance without all the wires. When I met the alchemist, I taught him science through the art of rhyming. I'm a child predator, not a pedophile. I'm the alien offspring of a predator. Father traveled by warp speed through the nebula. Met mom, made a crossbreed from the sex with her. All these god genes are molecular. He just called me through the cellular. Stories of antiquity, see that bottom's a beam of light that only children born with special psychic powers see at night. But in these modern times, in the doctor's eyes, if you speak of me, you're schizophrenic or have DID. If you know me now, you're the lunatic that imaginary people seek to meet. Pig shelling ACID, so I sold them like surgic dithalamine. I decide what cryptic data mean. I gave sex advice to David Carradine. Am I monster or a moon star? Old spirit in a new body. You're an old nigga in a used car. In the old earth is the new Mars. Girls sinning, sinning girls get to sing gals at the nude bar. I'm too charged, trying to buy my mama own planet with a huge jar. Ooh Lord, save me. Do a shroom, then I go to church. Ooh, mom, baby, is that a pussy? You're an open purse. Told the nurse, check my scrotum first. While you down there, make sure that my boner works. I was created to throw the earth. God body, so I know my worth. Wrote a perp, then I talked the walls. Made my Marcus Garvey poster smirk. Took the tablets, I was Moses first. Grow a human from the holy dirt. Boil, boil, win the royal oil. Bring a chicken back to life, I know it works. All I see is birds, Michael Jackson with an open shirt. I had an epileptic seizure before I wrote this verse. They tried to tell me that my melanin mean that my soul is cursed.
Like that. Hey bro, look, let me show you something.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pulling drugs to your land. Guns in your hands, man,
come
and tell her. Only your opinion, you let us hit the pussy, come and tell her. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Sitting around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Started didn't fight, just blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders for the fuck you respect. Violence is the beat, only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck, so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a sodder. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a sodder. Crips and blood, crips and dust. Body kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the schools with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the states. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with him. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, pass away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Fred fell asleep inside his bed, then he shot him dead, bottling a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred. She escaped, you put a bounty on her head. Poison water in the air, the food. We already dead, so what else we got to lose? Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause none of uniforms, human bonds, I bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 got, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna start and touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Rip the chains, rip the chains. The American way plays rip the chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Rip the chains. The American way slays whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
My